the rejuvenating journey, energizing your leadership. Let me ask you some powerful questions. When was the last time you felt truly energized in your leadership role? When did you last feel that sense of flow, where everything just clicked and you were operating at your absolute best? I ask my clients to tell me about when they are at their peak. What are you doing? What are you feeling? What do you look like? How would I know you're at your best? I was at my peak as a parent when I was laughing, throwing my children up in the air. There's a moment captured in my mind of the three of us sitting in a tree being silly as can be. I had made up this song, and we were just in the moment together, just us. That picture is actually on my Cardinal Point website at the bottom to remind me to be in the moment with my clients, the same way I was in that picture. It represents me at my best, the sensations, me being myself, silly, moment to moment, completely locked in. I can be that way in coaching as well, and if I lose that, I lose some of my rejuvenation. So take a moment right now. Think about a time when you were truly at your leadership best, not when you achieved a particular outcome, but when you felt most alive, most authentic, most energized in your role. What was happening? How did it feel? What were you doing differently? If you're struggling to remember such a moment, or if it feels like a distant memory, then this might be exactly where you need to focus. If you're thinking, I can't remember the last time I felt that way in my leadership role, then you might need to dive into some work to reignite that energy and discover what's been getting in the way. I'm guessing it's you. Maria, an executive I worked with, described finding her way back to this feeling. It's like I've been pushing a boulder uphill for months, and suddenly I crested the hill. Now I can feel the momentum carrying me forward, instead of working against me. This is what I call the rejuvenating phase of leadership development. It's that moment when the work you've been doing internally starts manifesting as renewed energy, clearer decision-making, and a sense of flow in your leadership. But here's what's important to understand. This energy you're feeling isn't just a nice bonus, it's information. When leaders start operating from their authentic strengths and values, they experience a natural boost in energy. It's not about working harder, it's about working in harmony with who you really are. The challenge for most leaders is that they're so focused on the next challenge, they skip past their successes entirely. But celebrating wins isn't just feel-good activity, it's essential for building the confidence and momentum that sustain long-term growth. I help leaders build what I call a wins inventory because confidence is built on evidence. When you can point to specific examples of your growth, you create a foundation of self-trust that carries you through future challenges. Think about your recent leadership moments. Maybe you navigated a difficult conversation with more skill and confidence than before. Perhaps you made decisions more quickly, delegated more effectively, or handled pressure with greater resilience. These aren't small things. They're evidence of your evolution as a leader. The difference between temporary improvement and lasting transformation is systems. The leaders who sustain their growth don't rely on motivation, they build small, consistent practices. It's like compound interest. Small daily investments create exponential returns over time. Maybe it's daily reflection, weekly intentional planning, regular team check-ins, or simply taking time to align your actions with your values. What practices are energizing your leadership right now? What habits or routines are helping you maintain this positive momentum? More importantly, what will you do when you feel your energy dropping or old patterns trying to return? Because here's the reality. Momentum is precious, and it's worth protecting. You'll face challenging periods again. That's inevitable in leadership. But now you have something you didn't have before, evidence that growth is possible, and practices that support your authentic leadership style. As your confidence grows and your leadership becomes more natural, you'll start noticing opportunities for greater impact. This isn't about taking on more tasks, it's about leveraging your authentic leadership style to create positive change in broader circles. When leaders do their own work, really commit to growth, they naturally start seeing opportunities to have broader impact. It's not about ego. It's about having the emotional and psychological resources to serve at a higher level. Where are you starting to see the ripple effects of your leadership growth? What changes do you notice in your team, peers, or organization as a result of your development? With your renewed energy and confidence, what bigger challenges are you ready to take on? You've experienced something powerful, the energy that comes from intentional leadership development. You've felt the confidence that builds from proven growth. You've created momentum where there was once struggle. Now the question becomes, how do you want to continue this journey? Growth compounds, but only with consistent attention and support. The leaders who experience the most dramatic long-term transformation are those who recognize when they have momentum and choose to invest in maintaining it. Whether you continue independently or seek ongoing support, you've proven something important. Intentional growth creates real results. You've built energy, confidence, and momentum in your leadership journey. If you're feeling this renewed energy and momentum, if you're ready to protect and accelerate what you've built, this rejuvenating phase might be exactly where you need to focus. Or if you're still searching for that peak moment, that authentic energy in your leadership, then this is where we need to begin. You have the capacity for that tree-sitting, silly, in-the-moment authenticity in your leadership. The question is, what will you do to honor and cultivate that energy? Your future leadership depends not just on the insights you've gained, but on your commitment to protecting and building upon the energy you've created. Because momentum, once built, has the power to carry you to levels of leadership impact you may not have thought possible. The leader you're becoming is emerging. The question is, are you ready to fully step into that potential?